How do I know your name? Well, I know that it's not a coincidence. Let's see. Have we seen each other before? No?
I don't think so.
I think we have. I look different? In a good way, right? Oh, yeah. This is Breland. Do you know Breland? No? This is Lily. This is Connor.
Hi.
Hi, Connor. Hi, Connor. Wow. Do what?
No, he's not. He's not chattering.
Wow, it is May. Do you know what happens in May?
No, maybe the 4th of July.
Maybe.
Oh, right. Then it's
That's
July.
In July, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Now, we were supposed to get May flowers that came from April, but April kept raining into May. Do you think we'll get our flowers?
No.
Ye of such little faith. Oh, my goodness. Did you see the flowers in the front?
Yeah.
Now, we need to pray for our dog tree, our dogwood tree. It needs help. But May is a good month. A lot of good things. In my family, there's a lot of birthdays.
Did you know that there are lots of animals in danger?
I do. Isn't that a shame? Yeah.
Just like in China, there are, what's it called again?
Pandas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In danger.
Yes.
Like what we're doing to the trees, so some animals can't live, like owls, they don't know something. They have no place to sleep at in the morning.
Right.
They're not nocturnal, just like bats.
Yeah, and do you know that because these animals are in danger, that it needs a group of people to get together to help these animals? Now, Sandy last week talked about family. Has anyone ever been on a team? Have you been on a team?
I've been on a soccer team.
Soccer team?
Football?
What kind of team are you on? You play soccer? T-ball. Oh, right. I like T-ball.
What's T-ball?
It's an early baseball.
Oh, when I'm in first grade.
Track team.
I know I'm in danger means they're almost gone.
Almost gone.
Yeah.
And do you know that in our lifetime, it's important that we make sure that who else is not almost gone? Christians. That's you and me, baby.
I used to go to St. John, but I wanted to go back to Jerusalem.
Good. Now, in the Bible, for the lesson today, it talks about people gathering in a room and worshiping Jesus, worshiping God, and doing things together. You know, it's important that we as Christians gather on Sundays or on other days in small groups and other days as workers or volunteers. But it's important that we gather as like minds, that we help with the miracles, that we help with those who are in need, that we help each other and lift us up. There is no way that I could be a Christian without my family, my home family, without my church family, to keep me and my friends, because I am blessed that I have a lot of Christian friends.
On Thanksgiving, it's important to spend time with your family and friends.
Yes, yes, and that is why today we are giving thanks. We are using that thanks. She did.
Yeah, I got one of these crosses.
Oh, I bet you have one now.
Well, me and Grandma both have one.
Well, now you have one. You can't have too many. You like that?
I might even hang them up in different
places. You like
that? I
Now, this is just a little cross, right?
Yeah.
Right.
It says Jesus.
But even
A-G-G-S.
Little.
Jesus.
That's what he does. It says Jesus saves.
Saves me.
So in our life, there we have little things that resemble the big things in our life. But we also have those important people, those important times, and it's best and always more enjoyable to share those with other Christians and to work to bring new Christians into our lives. Let us pray. Dear Father, we just thank you for these children. We thank you for this future that we see. We thank you for the love that you have given us. And in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lily. Thank you, Carmen.